D, but you feel you must stay there and help them? C, if I can. D, but can you stay away from the source that long? C, I can leave it for as long as I dare. D, what will happen if you stay away from the source too long? C, my energy will diminish until there's nothing left. D, are you willing to take that chance? C, I don't have a choice. D, why don't you have a choice? C, these people have awakened some feelings in me, which we are not emoted, for although I see the mistakes, a mess I have made, I would like a chance to help it, back in their community. D, so they've made a difference in you, you mean? Well, what are you going to do? C, long pause, I shall not change shape again. I shall stay in the body. Interference creates entrapment. 179. D, if you do that, how can you maintain your energy? How can you live? C, the way I lived before. D, how was that? No answer, how did you live before? No answer, can you tell me what you mean? C, not at this moment. D, why not? C, I can't seem to put the information together. D, all right. Do you mean that at another time you had a body? Yes, and you are going to remember the way it was in those times? Yes, but if you do that you won't be able to go back to your other place, will you? No, are you willing to take that chance, to help these people? Yes, I think that is very good. See, there is a feeling in them that I want to experience. A feeling that we do not have. Some kind of an emotion. We have compassion, but we don't have attachment. D, attachment? Is that the feeling you want to experience? Yes, so that is why you want to live with them. Yes, and you think it will be worth it? C, this is my belief. D, all right. Then let's move ahead in time, and find out what happened to you. Did you stay in that body? Yes. Did you live among these people? Yes. Then what happened? C, we lived as best we could, but not for long. D, did others also try this? C, others may have tried it, but not from my group. D, what happened then, if you didn't do it very long? C, people just fell onto the ground, and never got up again. D, what happened to you? C, my body seemed to lose its substance. It seems to shrink. D, then what happened to you? C, I perished with them. D, after you perished, did you decide to go back to your place, or what? C, I see. Enormous light. Like being in a hammock filled with light. 180, legacy from the stars. D, do you know where you are? C, this is getting ready to come into another body. I'm perfectly happy where I am. D, do you think you have to go back to another body? C, there is a finite time I am allowed in this place, before I can be pushed into the next experience. D, but do you have to enter another body? Couldn't you go back to the type of existence you had before? C, I lost the chance by staying with the other. I had my choice, and I chose to stay with those others. And I was told that I could not be allowed back. D, you were told this when you made your decision? Yes, so that was a very important decision. Yes, and now you have to enter another body in a physical world or what? C, it's a physical world. And a physical body. D, how do you feel about it? Do you think you made the right choice? C, emphatic, no. D, why not? C, it's hard work. I haven't the gifts that I had before. Everything happens so slowly. D, is there any chance that you could go back to the other way in another lifetime? C, not to that way. D, why? Because you made the decision? C, yes. It was once and for all. D, so you were never allowed to return then, because of that? C, that's right. D, then did you have to keep making physical reincarnations each time? Do you understand the word? C, for the present. D, all right. I want you to leave that scene, move away from it, so you can look at that lifetime objectively. Look at it and observe it. What do you think was the purpose of that lifetime? C, to feel strong emotion, attachment, connectedness. The other life had no emotion attached to it. Interference creates entrapment. 181 D. But you said at one time you had a body back before that type of energy lifetime. Did that other body have emotions? Yes, so you've gone through cycles? Would that be correct? Yes, as you look at that lifetime, you've brought it forth for a reason, to apply it to the lifetime now as Carolyn. What were the lessons to be learned from a lifetime like that? C. I'm trying to put the thoughts into my mind. D. Because now you can look at it objectively, and be removed from it. C. I chose to be in a place with no food, in order to feel the strong connectedness and emotion of the people trying to survive under impossible conditions. D. Do you think that was a lesson you were trying to learn? C. I think so, because there could be no other reason for leaving the well-constructed, well-ordered life that I left behind. D. How does that experience apply to the life you're living now as Carolyn? Allow your subconscious to help you find the answer. Why were you shown that lifetime, in connection with your present lifetime? C. I seem to be thinking that I equate feeling deep emotions with lack of physical sustenance. But I came into that experience from another dimension unconcerned with food. So I'm having difficulty correlating. D. Do you think this is connected to your weight problem? C. I think there is a link. D. Because of the strong emotion associated with these people dying from lack of food? Yes, but can you see now that it has nothing to do with you in this body? Yes. Put that together. This is a different body. And this body does not need those same feelings connected with the other lifetime. Does that make sense to you? Yes, you were trying very hard to help them. But that was another people in another lifetime. And you're now in this body, that is very healthy, and where there is plenty of food. So there is no danger of starving. Can you see that connection? Does that make sense to you? Yes, then what do you think the solution, 182, legacy from the stars, will be, so that you will be able to lose the weight that you desire? Pause. Allow your subconscious to help you with the answer. C. I suppose I am still thinking that if I allowed myself to lose excess weight, I would starve. It took quite a bit of talking and repetition of suggestions to convince Caroline's subconscious that there was no danger of the present body starving to death in the present world. It finally agreed to help her to lose weight, and I knew the therapy was being accepted. When Caroline returned to full consciousness, she wanted to describe the bubble. That scene remained in her memory. D. You said it was very difficult to describe. C. It's like the bubble could move in and out of space and time at will. At the will of whoever was in control of the bubble. Bubble is not quite the right word. I can't find the word to describe it. But it could just change. It's almost like, in the molecules of air or whatever, the air particles. Hand motions, like you could slip in between them. Some way. D. Chuckle. Some way. Because you kept making motions like it was round, and then it would compress some way and twist, is what you said. C. Yes. It felt as if it had to twist in order to go into the other dimension. D. To slide through or something. Yes. But that's one part you remember? C. Yeah. Because I saw that over and over again. And I remember the field. And the baby being held up. That was the first image. Everything else is quite hazy. D. But that's because you were very deep. That was a very strange story. And it apparently ties with what you were asking about losing weight. C. Isn't that strange? Interference creates entrapment. 183. D. Laugh. That's what we were going after. It's not exactly what you would normally consider to be the source of weight gain. I then described the lifetime to her, and how she felt she had to stay with the people. Her interference into their lives apparently created karma, and she became trapped by becoming human herself in subsequent lifetimes. C. Yes. It felt like a step backwards. And yet I needed to connect the emotions. Everything in the other dimension was so easy. There was no struggle. This was the way things happened. There was a constant flow. But there was no vitality. D. It was as if you lost something when you came into that part. Yeah. But to get it back you had to also make a sacrifice. Yes, to come back into living in a body. It's as though once you did that, then you were more or less trapped, and you had to come back into a body again time after time. So it was a big price to pay. C. Very. D. And that was the reason for the weight gain. You were associating that with starvation. C. I had preconceived ideas of what would logically come up in the session, and I must say this was nothing like I expected. It was bizarre. Two separate cases, each woman looking for the cause of being overweight. And in each case it was traced back to an alien becoming entrapped and thus involved with our Earth, and having to pay the karmic price of returning again and again into a physical body. I think the odds of two such cases appearing at random must be astronomical. Thus I do not consider either of these to be fantasy. There was too much similarity, and also they followed the pattern of all the other stories in this book. Caroline was correct when she said it was bizarre. Chapter 9, GXZ_XFGBF_XBARSTEG. This case occurred in the autumn of 1986. Fred got my name from someone and spent several days trying to locate me. My mother was in the hospital in the nearby city, so he even went to the hospital trying to find me there, but ended up missing me. In his persistence, he rode his motorcycle to the small town where I live. But even in this type of environment where everyone knows everybody, he still couldn't get in touch with me. After leaving several notes at different places, we were finally able to talk by phone and set up an appointment. Fred was a college student at the university, yet because of spending time in the army he was older than the majority of his classmates. His main ambition was to become a psychologist and practice it from the metaphysical angle. But he had so many emotional and physical problems, he was having a hard time even completing a semester. Every time he would get close to finishing and getting credits, he would get sick. It was usually his stomach that gave him trouble, but he had been known to pass out in class. He would often be unable to eat for many days at a time. He had difficulty finding a doctor that was sympathetic to his problems. 184, the earliest forms of life on Earth. 185, they all thought it was psychosomatic in origin, even though he was experiencing real physical symptoms. I suspected from the conversation that his troubles might be coming from something emotional, probably stress-related, but until I got to know him better it would be difficult to say. He had a definite defeatist attitude, as though it wasn't worth the effort because no one could help him anyway. He was interested in metaphysics and wanted to explore that route, hoping to find the solution in past life regression. He doubted that he could be hypnotized, and was even more skeptical that he could be regressed. He said whenever he tried meditation, all he would see was what he called his cartoon show, a series of cartoon characters or sketched scenes with no life or substance behind them. When I asked if there was anything specific he wanted to look for, he said he was interested in possible past life reasons for his physical troubles. He thought they were possibly being caused by some kind of karma. Also, he had always wondered what his very first life on Earth had been. At the time we did not know if he would get his wish to find out, and we certainly had no idea how far back that first lifetime was. While I was conducting this first session, I was unaware that my tape recorder and the microphone were malfunctioning. It had already messed up a couple of other tapes, but I did not know this because I had no reason to play them back. The wheels were sticking, and caused missing gaps on the tape. When I discovered the problem after this session, I had to buy another recorder and microphone. I had simply worn out the other ones. Thus there were many gaps on this tape, especially toward the end. I had to fill in those parts of the session from memory. When I began my induction, it was obvious Fred was fighting me and resisting relaxing and letting go. After much work, I was able to put him into a comfortable depth of trance, and I began to ask questions. In response, he saw many varieties of cartoon-type figures. This was what he had referred to as his cartoon channel. This has happened on rare occasions, and always indicates to me that the conscious mind is causing the resistance. It tries to convince the subject that the entire situation is silly, and 186, legacy from the stars, should be stopped, usually because it is afraid of information being revealed that it cannot handle. By only allowing preposterous scenes to come through, it assumes that the subject will stop the session, or wake up voluntarily. When this interference occurs, I try to distract the subject by ignoring the protests and proceeding with the questioning until something significant comes through. Normally, with persistence, at this point the cartoons will change to identifiable scenes. Fred said normally his channel would move very fast from one frame to another, and not allow him to slow it down in order to focus on one creature or scene. This time there was a difference. For the first time it was slowing down, and pausing at one scene or a single frame, preposterous though that frame might seem, and allowing him to look at it. He saw a cartoon mouse dressed in a medieval Robin Hood style costume. Then a cartoon mule with a rainbow face. He said, "They usually flip by so fast. It's interesting to really see them." This was entertaining for Fred, but it was not delving into the reasons for his problems, or helping us to find answers to his questions. I switched techniques to create different visualization effects, and his conscious mind kept fighting me by interjecting cartoon scenes. But now it was changing again. He said he had two channels running simultaneously. He was able to look through the cartoon state to the other scenes. He said, "I am a cartoon person in this thing, and I am also perceiving the actual thing. My cartoon person is looking at a butterfly. But I am perceiving the butterfly in the physical way. Like looking through the cartoon with ESP. There is a triangular tunnel now, and I see the earth at the end of it." It was evident now that the cartoon interference was beginning to melt away as Fred drifted into a deeper state. He walked through the unusual tunnel, and saw just open space when he came to the other end. Just open space, very few stars. I don't see any constellation or anything familiar. I think it's outer space. D, well, you know you're free to go anywhere you want and to see anything you want. The earliest forms of life on Earth, 187, F, I see. Some more, too. It's a cartoon world also. Because somebody is standing there. His face is like a cloak. And I'm trying to see his face. Softly, it's changed already. It is a holy person. Of blonde hair, but cartoonish. A cartoon holy person. D, do you know what he wants? F, he said he is my guide. He said, "It's all right. You can trust her. Relax. Don't try." He's reassuring me. He's telling me it is all right to be in outer space. I usually am afraid of outer space. D, well, that would be natural. What feels right to you? F, to feel free while I'm floating in outer space. Because in past dreams I've felt fear in floating. I have to go out to the planet or whatever and come back quickly. He says, "Don't be afraid." D, because you know you're safe, and you can explore anything you want, and then you'll be able to come back. Is there somewhere you would like to see? F, yes. I'm going already before you. It's always that I know what you're saying ahead of time. I see a sun to the left. And I'm going through its corona. D, is your guide going with you? F, he's off at a distance to the right. He's not entering the corona. It's a blue corona, with an orange glow down near the base of the flame. I'm flying sideways through the upper atmosphere, being totally encased in the flame. I'm flying sideways as a stiff board. D, where are you going? Do you know? F, going down. Closer to the surface. D, and nothing can harm you at all, mentally or physically. You are protected and you can tell what you see. F, I see a person looking at me. He is on. Almost like a rainbow. It looks like the hood of a viper, or a hood of a snake. Or maybe he is the deity in that area. He is an angel like an angel in the sun. His eyes are yellow. They're glowing. I'm looking directly into them. I feel to go into them. 188, Legacy from the Stars. I wasn't sure if this was a cartoon representation of something he could not understand, or if it was the actual appearance. It didn't matter. I would not stop to question, because he was obviously going deeper and leaving his cartoon channel behind. D, is it a good feeling? Yes, we want you to be comfortable at all times. Tell me about it. F, it's almost like the cartoon. It wanted to change to a negative thing. And I said, now this was negative. But it's ancient, not negative. I feel like I was that person. The lord of this area. I had the rule over this section of this solar sphere. This statement did not shock me or surprise me, because I had encountered a similar situation in my book Keepers of the Garden. In that book Phil saw himself as a sovereign over an entire solar system before a serious mistake in judgment caused his fall to our physical planet Earth. Thus I knew a spirit or soul can experience any number of incarnations which we might assume are impossible. D. That would be a lot of power. Is that what you mean? Or was it considered in that way? F. It was considered an appointment. It's something I was chosen for. And I wanted to be free. I didn't want to stay there. D. Too much responsibility. F. No. It was a trapped feeling. I was trapped in my duty. I was fulfilling a certain time, a certain function. The duty of the place I was at. But it was not a feeling of wanting to be there on my own will. I wanted to be other. Other. D. I can understand that. Sometimes you have duties you don't really enjoy. F. I was not, I guess, human. I was more. My body I see is changing. Gassiness. It radiates out from a central point, like an oval. The earliest forms of life on Earth, 189, D, as though it didn't have a form? F. Yes. That form oval was not a form. D. Apparently a form was not necessary to perform the duties, you mean? F. No. I see that what emanates out from my body is composing this atmosphere that I came through. It hold the atmosphere together. These tongues of flame. I was doing my duty. D. Sometimes that can become a burden, can't it? Is that what you mean? Yes. Did you have control over a large area? F. This is coming straight through. I don't understand it. It was 5 miles. 5 miles. I wouldn't say it was that. It seemed to be wanting to say a different word. 5 something. D. It's a word you're not familiar with. Yes. Did you have anyone that helped you with this? F. Someone watched over me. But not helped me. D. That can be very lonely trying to do that by yourself. F. Very. Lonely. D. Do you think that's why it became a burden? F. Just no one to communicate with. No one to talk to. Just radiating out. Just radiating out. His wish had been fulfilled. He had gone back to find his first life. However, it was not as a physical human being. In fact, he did not even have a body that we would recognize. What was he? D. I can understand that. You would need one of your own kind to communicate with. F. They have other duties. D. Well, when did you decide you didn't want to do that anymore? F. I was not to give up. I could not give up until my time was up. Then I was freed. I was bound to it until then. D. Did you perform your duties admirably? 190, Legacy from the Stars. F. I just did it. There was no judgment. I couldn't judge it. There was no thinking. D. Just performing the duties that you had to do. F. Just being. This stuff came out of me into the atmosphere. There was no judgment. I just radiated. D. Then when the time was up, where did you go? F. I'm out now. Away, looking at the planet from a distance. Feeling cold again, to be in space. D. What does the planet look like? F. It just looks like millions of colors. I'm going now. I'm in another place that has green lights. D. Do you have a choice of where you go, or does someone tell you? F. I just went from there to here. I wanted to get away from there as quickly as possible. This is a place where there are green lights. D. Tell me about it. F. It feels very peaceful. I'm talking to others. D. That's wonderful to be able to communicate again. What do the others look like? Can you see them? F. I'm back using cartoon figures as I still cannot see forms. I must create forms with my mind to know what a form is. D. I can understand that. And that's why your mind puts in cartoons, because it's something it can understand. But that's all right. What are you talking to the others about, now that you can finally communicate? F. They are saying, welcome back. Welcome back. And then something like missed you, but not missed. They had their jobs to do, too. But they make me feel welcome. D, they are glad to see you again. F, yes. Sort of glad. D, what are you going to do now? F, I'm going to another job. D, does anyone assign these jobs, or do you just decide on your own? F, A, power. I was going to say a council decides. You go here. You go there. This is good for your development. The earliest forms of life on Earth, 191. This is for you. You are given this. Then it gives the assignment. D, do you have anything to say about it? F, I don't feel I have any way to say anything about it. I do not feel physical as I do somewhere else. I don't know where else. Fred was definitely detaching from the body lying on the bed in his apartment, and becoming the other entity. D, if you said, well, I don't know if I want to go there. It's not like that. F, no, 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 you just go. It's a command. They decide. So I am able to perceive all these states at once. D, that's very good. And you said they have assigned you another job? F, yes. I feel it's back on Earth. D, did they tell you what they want you to do? This is where the machine, the tape recorder, began to malfunction and cutting out the sound. It was sporadic. I tried to fill in the blanks from memory when I transcribed the tape. F, D, F, D, F, D, F, D, F. They're trying to get some work done. What do you mean? I go and do things. I know how to work. Was this what they told you? Go. Yes. It makes no sense. It must make sense to them. They've done it before. Can you tell me what happens then? I'm looking at the Earth. It looks like another ball like the other one. And I do not want to go there. D, why not? F, because I am afraid of being trapped again. I'm down on the Earth. But it is not at this time. It looks different. There is nothing but glowing liquid fire. The surface does, 192, legacy from the stars, D, F, 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 D, not appear solid yet. I like the fire. It feels like the fire I was used to in that star. Oh, yes, it would be similar. It feels good to have a familiar feeling. What else can you see? Now I can see the mountains. Water. But only a little bit of water. Little pools of water on the ground. The ground is very hard and cracked. Do you see any creatures? I see nothing alive in that manner. This atmosphere is not conducive to life. The earth is still cooling, and this smoke and fire are hazardous to life. What about trees or anything like that? Just steam and smoke. And this fire. All over the ground, too. Just coming out. Right at the base and the top of this mountain, this thing. I don't have words for it. Then. Volcano. That's what it is. I am going into the fire, the lava. It feels good to be inside this heat again. It's warm. It's fluid. It's heavy. It's dense. Denser. Now I'm back out. You just wanted to experience it. Yes, I can go into things. And come back out. Someone told me I could do this. A guide or what? The person that is afar off, that we saw. He is helping you with these experiences? Yes. He says I do not want to remain in any experience. What are you going to do now? Form the fires into air. Something to do with the smoke. To make it into a different substance. Like steam, you mean, or what? Make it into, I guess, what you would call. I am able to know what it is. Back here. It is air. That's what it will be in the future. In the future it is air. At that point then there is no air as we know it. It is just something else. Then one of your jobs is to work with this? The earliest forms of life on Earth, 193, F, I mold it. I actually transfigure. Transform it into the other thing. Air. I have to get rid of the dirt, the blackness of it. I will act as a filter for it. My new job is to lure the blackness. And pass the substance through me. I must get rid of the blackness. I have problems with this. D. Like a filter? F. Scraping. Pushing it off myself, whatever myself is.